Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Haravat Sadik, Ravaran Goldschneider, or Shlita, B'chol B'nei Beso, B'chol Anuvim Elav. We're continuing our Shiurim in Sefer Haorot Shel Harav, now in one of the most famous, controversial passages that the Rav ever wrote. And hopefully we will be successful in explaining it. Says the Rav, this is Piska Lamed Dalet. It's on page 80 of the classical edition of Orot. Haitamlut, the exercise. Shetzirei Yisrael oskim ba beretz Yisrael lechazek et kufam. That the young Jewish men are involved in Eretz Yisrael, to strengthen their bodies. Not because they have nothing to do, but b'shvil liyot banim amitzei koach la'uma. They're doing it because they want to be powerful people for our nation. So this exercise, he mishachlelet, it perfects, it strengthens, it develops את הכוח הרוחני של הצדיקים העליונים, the spiritual power of the elevated tzaddikim, העוסקים בייחודים של שמות הקדושים, that are involved in the ייחודים of the holy names. What are ייחודים? ייחודים are what the Kabbalists do, where they say names of God, various spheros, various emanations of God, and they bring them together, and I don't even know what that means. But somehow, they're making this great Kabbalistic, mystical rectification in the world. And that's what these young people who are involved in sports are doing. They are helping, empowering the tzaddikim elyonim who are involved in the yichudim of Hashem's shemos. Like the Rav writes in Orot HaKodesh in Chelek Aleph on page 119, Hashemot hem hayichusim shekol yesh mityaches al piyam lo'or ein sof. The names are the relationships that everything that exists relates through them to the infinite light. They're like our connection to the infinite light. In the footnote to the Sefer Orot HaTshuva, Rav Tzvi Yehuda says, what are Yichudim? Kivunei machshavot ligiluye elokut ba'olam. Directing one's thoughts to revealing God in the world. Okay, these are things that are very, very elevated. And of course, the what is so novel about what the Rav says and so controversial is that he's somehow connecting this exercise, these young Israeli boys playing soccer, which is an American, I have a question. It's been bothering me for many years that if Hashem really wanted us to play soccer, why did he give us arms? Obviously he wants us to play basketball, baseball. העוסקים בייחודים של שמות הקדושים להרבות הבלטת האור האלוקי בעולם. To increase the accentuating the light of Hashem in the world. And since the revelation of the Or Eloki Ba'olam, the light of Hashem in the world, depends on the Jewish people, as the Rav wrote earlier, there's no stira between the exercise and the Yichudim. Because ein gilui or echad omed b'lo chavero klal. One light doesn't, revelation of one light doesn't stand without the other one. Each one strengthens the other. So since we need both, they're not mutually exclusive. They have a symbiotic relationship. להרבות הבלטת אור לקי בעולם. ואין גילוי אור אחד עומד בלא חברו כלל. We need both. And that's what's going to bring God into the world without Knesset Yisrael. And there's no revelation of a locus in the world. Hashem reveals himself through us. Rav Chalap writes about this so much in Sfarim, the Rav's prized Talmud. The Rav's last two words were, Yaakov Moshe. Like we say in the Yom Noraim. It has to be Elokei Yisrael. It can't just be God. God is revealed through the Jewish people. Vayas David Shem. V'David Osem Mishpat U'Tzedakah L'Chol Amo. ויואב בן צרויה על הצבא. Says in the Zohar HaKadosh, and this pasuk in Shmuel, Shmuel Beis, Perek Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel. ויעז דוד שם, וכי דוד עשה לו, אלא משום שדוד המלך, this is the Targum HaSulam, לשון הקודש. אלא משום שדוד הלך בדרכי התורה ועשה מצוות התורה, והנהיג המלכות כראוי כביכול עשה השם למעלה. Since God, David went in the path of Torah and Mitzvahs, and he guided the monarchy properly, so כביכול, he made a name for God up there. That's what Vayas David Shem. And David also mishpat utzedakah l'chol amo. So in other words, David was involved in the ruchniistic side. And then what about the gashmiyah side? V'yoav ben tzruya latzava. And then Yoav ben Tsruya was leading the army. Like we see in Sanhedrin 49a. Elmalei David lo asa Yoav milchama. If not for David, Yoav wouldn't be able to do milchama. If not for Yoav, David would be able to learn Torah. As it says, V'yeh David osa mishpat etztaka l'chol amo. David is doing mishpat and tztaka for all of his nation, and Yoav ben Tsruya is ala tzava. Why is David able to do tztaka and mishpat? Because of the army. Sounds like it has pretty contemporary significance. You need yeshivas. Kal Yisrael can't survive without Torah. But you also need someone to protect the people in the yeshivas. And somehow there's a few hundred million people around us who aren't so interested in us, in our heads being connected to the rest of our bodies as they are now so beautifully. And that we should be breathing. So we need both. V'lo ne'nash avner. El Bnesha said, Daman shel ne'arim schok. And Avner was punished because he made the blood of the young men into a game. To remind those who forgot, we have a story in Shmuel Beis, Perek Beis. ויואב בן צרויה ועבדי דוד יצאו ויפגשום על ברכת ברכת גבעון יחדיו וישבו אלה על ברכה מזה ואלה על ברכה מזה and Yoav, the son of Tsruya, and David's servants went out and met together by the pool of Gibbon and they sat down. These on one side of the pool, these on the other side of the pool. And then Avner says to Yoav, let the boys get up now, יקומו נוע נערים ויסחקו לפנינו. Let the boys get up now and play before us. And Yoav said, all right, let them go up. They got up, passed the number 12 of Benjamin and of Ishbosheth and 12 of David's servants, and they each took hold of his fellow's heads, and his sword was thrust in its fellow's side. And they fell. Terrible. And the battle was very sore on that day, and Abner and the men of Israel were beaten before David's servants. That's what this line of Avner, let the boys get up and play. So in that, Yerushalmi says, the Medrash, Shalmi in Peah 4:2, Medrash Yikra Rabbah 26:2, Abner was punished because he made their blood into a game. So that you can't do. This is not a joke. But if they're doing this not to show how powerful they are, stomped at each other, but to be mechazik their koach, their spirit, for the gvura of the nation, it's a mitzvah. And memela avodas avodat hakodesh zot maalat hashchina maala maala. This avodas hakodesh elevates the shchina. If the nation is being strengthened, the shchina is being strengthened. Kaliyata al yedei shirot v'tishbachot. Like the Aliyah through Shiras and Tishbachos, Shamar David HaMelech Delech Yisrael B'Sefer Tehillim. El Shaideh HaKavanot HaElyonot, Ola Neshama Pnimit, Vaideh HaMaasim HaMeamtzim Et HaGuf, HaYichidim L'Shem HaKlal, Ola Ruchoniyat HaChitzonit. So this Avodas HaKodesh of exercising, of playing soccer, strengthening their bodies, elevates the Shechina like the Aliyah through the songs and praises of David and Tehillim. We need both. Through the Kavanas Elyonos of the Tzaddikim Elyonim doing the Yichudim, the internal Neshama goes up. And through the Maisim of these young men that strengthen their bodies for the Klal, the external Ruchnias goes up. V'shneim ke'achad, and both of them together, M'shachlim Tzidrei HaKedushot Kulam, V'avlatat Ofiyah Shel HaOma V'Parashah Ktana Shel Kohot Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba, V'chol Derecha Dayei. And both of them together perfect the order of holiness in emphasizing the nature of this nation in one small parasha that all Torah depends on. We know God in all ways. Rambam writes, the Rambam is blown away with this idea. Now this really encapsulates the life of the Jewish person. All of Torah is tolerance. That's our whole life. You know God when you get up in the morning, when you go to work, when you eat, when you drink, when you get married, when you have children. So you know God on the basketball court, and you know God on Wall Street. And it's not a chiddush to know God when you're tevilin before shachris, or when you're davening kedushas keser on Shabbos morning. So that's already pshita. That's with Hashem. But the Gashmi is also has to be with Hashem. Of course, Rav Kook got a tremendous amount of flack, and you can still see today on Pashkavilim these lovely signs they put up in various neighborhoods. And they want to really smash somebody to smithereens. So when they got a hold of this, the Kanaim, boy, did they make Rav Kook's life miserable. He's comparing soccer players who are Mechalei Shabbos to Tehillim, to David HaMelech. And don't wonder if their chesronus in the lifestyle of those who are involved in exercise and all of the physical empowerments in Israel, because even the revelation of Ruach HaKodesh requires a beirur, requires a clarification of a mixture of tumah that are mixed in with it. And then it becomes more and more pure, more and more clear, more and more holy, until the light shines in all of its glory. And that's what's happening over here. You're right, it's not perfect right now. Their lifestyle certainly leaves a lot to be desired. But at the end of the day, it's going to be purified. And this is part of the process. But the very engagement in physical activity in sports is not something to be negated or erased or criticized or looked down upon. Now it's important to know that in Eretz Yisrael particularly, it's different mahalach than Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, you can have boys from good yeshivas, from the Mir in Brooklyn, or Torah V'Das, or Chaim Berlin, and they play ball. And nothing wrong with it. I once saw a video of a yeshiva in Lakewood, that they were opening up a gym, a big veer gave them a gave them money for a gym, and they opened it up, and the Rabbanim were there, and the Talmidim were there, and they had a band, and they were playing music, and they started to sing and dance in the gym like at a wedding. So in Eretz Yisrael, that's unheard of. I remember when I was in Chaim Berlin about 32 years ago, and we once had a game against Torah B'das. We didn't have leagues. They don't have like in the modern yeshivas. They have sports leagues that the yeshivas don't have. Baruch Hashem. But the game, the boys should play. It should be healthy. In summer camps there. It was, when I was a kid, I went to Camp Monk for 2 summers. Very firm camp. And of course, the boys play ball. I mean, and they know how to play ball. It's not like they get a ball in their hand. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know what the rules are. They start running with it. Then they have to bounce it. If it's basketball, they hold a baseball bat. They don't know what to do with it. Is this schach? What is this? So, no. They know how to go. There's some really good ball players also. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's just not accepted. Like once you're 13 and you put on that white shirt, in the Haredi world, there's no more sports. I'm saying kids who are playing sports are generally considered a little bit at risk, as they say. So that's the Mahalach in Eretz Yisrael. So for a Rav, who by all externalities is a very Haredi man, with his big spadok and rabbinic garb and long beard, man who sat with his tefillin, even Voloshin, he was already sitting all day with his tefillin. And then the Talmidim got upset at him, that he's a Baal Gaiva, and the Netziv said, for other people it's Gaiva, you leave that Bachar alone. Saying Rav Kook was Kadosh Elyon. There's a story that the Imrahamis came to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to see if all that Lashon Hara they're saying about Rav Kook was really true. There's a lot of machlokes here. So he met him, he was blown away by his tzidkus, he called him Isha Shkolas afterwards, he wrote a whole letter. He just had a criticism of the fact that he was a Makari of the Chilonim, he overlooked too many of their flaws. But in general, he held Rav Kook as an individual, was a tzaddik yisoy da'ilam. And the Imre Emes said about him that he was a genius beyond imagination. It's a story where Rav Kook was once sitting with 30 Rabbanim, perm time, and he said, everyone asked me Akasha somewhere, anywhere. And they went one by one, just asking whatever sugya. And then they started talking about the Rabbanim started talking, learning, answering the kashas. And then Rav Kook took a cup of wine. And then he said a mahalach. He said a yesod to answer all 30 kashas. Random. From everywhere. I think Rav Kook was a genius beyond imagination. And he knew kol ha-Torah kula. And every day had a seder of 50 dapim, just, you know, to keep things fresh. Not to mention Tanakh, you see the way he quotes Pesukim, that he knows Tanakh, Shas, Poiskim, and Kabbalah, obviously. He was a tremendous Baki in Kabbalah. And his Chedushim are just off the charts. Such a brilliant man, and such a, and his. So anyway, so when I interrupted the story, so the Emre Emes came to Eretz Yisrael to meet with Cook, and he wanted to send him a message one day. So he sent his son, the Leiv Simcha. Later became the Leiv Simcha, the Ger Rebbe, who is the father of the present Ger Rebbe, not Rav Shaul. Rav Shaul's father is his brother, Pnei Menachem, or Pinchas Menachem. But the official Ger Rebbe, before Ger split up, is the son of the Leiv Simcha. Anyway, he sent the Leiv Simcha, who was a young boy at the time, to send Rav Kook a message. So he went to Rav Kook's house, and the Gabbai said, you can't go in, the Rav's busy, he's davening. So he said, can I at least look? He says, if the door is open, you can look. The door was a crack open. He peeked in. And Rav Kook was in his talis and tefillin. He was davening. He was prostrated on the floor. And he came back to his father and he said, Rav Kook looked like he reminded me of the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. He said, that's exactly where Rav Kook is. Rav Kook is Bechinas Kodesh Kedoshim, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So we're dealing with a very, very holy man, a man who didn't look at women from the time he's like 9 years old. He didn't. Lorat Suras Isha, his wife once gave him a marit to look at. He said it's no good. And then that's when he knew it was his wife. And then she came again. I guess she didn't talk or whatever. She just handed it to him. So he saw a woman. He didn't look. And he looked and he was machshir. And she said, how come you said the previous one wasn't good? This is the same one. But the point is that he didn't look. He wasn't, from about the time he was 9, he said he used to walk by a church. And there'd be flowers planted outside. He said it smelled like the Sirachon of the Beis HaKiseh. It smelled like the filth of the bathroom. That's what he said the church smelled like. Even though there were flowers planted outside, it smelled very good. Flowers smell great. Kodesh Kadashim. His mother and his father had a machlokes. His mother was a Chabadnik. Mother had a Chassidish lineage, and his father was a strong Litvak. And his mother wanted him to be like a Rebbe, and his father wanted to be like a Rosh Hashiva, like a Gaon in learning. And they both got what they wanted. He was a Gaon Olam in learning, one of the Poskei HaDor, see from his tshuvas. And he also, on Shabbos, he would have a tish, Shal Shudis, and people would come, all types of people, all stripes. And he would say, unbelievable Torah, we have Svarim now. Riva Rabbi Rabadari put out two Sfarim, Shemot HaRaya. We have Shiurim on that. I think we gave them in Hebrew. I'd like to give them in English as well. Bli Neder, not promising. But the most unbelievable Torah in the parish, I'm saying, it's not only that Rav Kook is saying Chedushim, but just the whole Mahalach is Mechudish, the whole approach. Like that was the greatness of Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Shimon Shka, people like that. It wasn't just that they said a Chiddush in the Sugya. They said a Chiddush in the whole way to learn Torah. I mean, Rav Kook's is a complete brand new way of just looking at Chumash. Every shmooze is like, wow, breathtaking. So the person who originally wrote it down, there were a few people who wrote it down. One of them was Rav Kalman Frankel. And he said he wanted to be a Mavarir once, well, something the Rav said. He asked him, he said, the truth is, I don't remember. Because the Rav said, I don't prepare. I just start talking, and whatever comes into my mouth is what I say. So without preparation, he's saying this incredible Torah, week after week after week. He's hitting a grand slam. And obviously his relationship to food, his wife would give him a cup of milk and he wouldn't touch it the whole morning. And this person is saying that those chilonim who are playing soccer are making tikkunim like David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. You can imagine this incurred the wrath of the Hanayim, Zealots, and the Imamish. Ooh, did they make his life miserable. Ooh, were they right of him. And of course, there's some very scary stories of the Misos Mishunos that people died from when they were Mavazir of Kook. Recently, I read a letter from one of the Gedolei HaDor, Macha, at the Bizoyan of the Rav. On the other hand, I don't want to say names, but this Rav's close Talmud, also Echad Migdolei Yisrael, has a very, very harif writing. He writes about the Rav one place, whew, very, very harsh. I don't want to say even what he says, but I can say that Rav Tzvi Yehuda didn't let this Rav Sfarim, which are very classical Sfarim in the yeshiva world, he didn't let those farm into the yeshiva. He says, if that's what you think about Zionism, and maybe also he was offended about how he was Mufaza, this Rav was called his father such a terrible name. But he says, if that's what you think about Zionism, you can't, because he's very anti-Zionist, this Rav, it can't be that your Sfars are correct. In any event, Rav Tzuriel has seven wives with Tzuriel. He was born in Germany and went to Eretz Yisrael, and he's a very young man. About 20 years old, he came to Eretz Yisrael. And he's been here ever since for the last 65 or so years. Moshe Tzuriel, very, very special Talmud Chacham, put out many Sfarim. I just saw another one today. I never knew that he put out. He put out the Uriah Shlomo, which is a fascinating sefer just on Lashon HaKodesh. You can get it on HebrewBooks.org. It's an incredible sefer. Wow. And he was the Madir. And besides that, he's a lot of stay for Oitzeris, Oitzeris or Maral, and Oitzeris Rishon Vol Hirsh, and Oitzeris HaNetziv. And he has two Sfarim in the Parsha, and Oitzeris HaTorah. And there he doesn't mention Rav Kook at all. He doesn't give off that he has any connection, but he has seven volumes of Otzrot HaRaya. Incredible. Incredible. So there he has a lot of stories about the godless and the Shvachim of the Rav. And he's still alive with Tzuriel. He was Mashgiach and Shalavim for many years. lives in Bnei Brak. Any event, in the Sefer Otzrot HaRaya, on page 202, in the first volume, where there are seven volumes, in the first volume, and in the sixth volume, he brings various explanations for what the Rav said. Let's begin with taking this from the first volume. Before any notes, the Rav said in the previous Pisgah, in the previous passage, "Kuf bari eno tzichim etasaknu arbe benafshiyut, shechachnu et kudushat haguf." We need a healthy body. We forgot the holiness of the body. The nachnut habriyut v'agvura gufanit. We forgot about health and physical power. Shechachnu yisheshanu besar kodesh. We forgot we have holy flesh. Lo pachot meyishlanu ruach hakodesh. No less than we have the Holy Spirit, we have holy flesh. So here are various explanations. Number one, in Lashon HaKodesh, we know that the Os Chof, he writes, Ki Aliyasa, that their exercise is like the Aliyah Yidei Shiras V'Sishpachus of David HaMelech. It's not Chof HaShva'ah, that it's the same, but it's Dimui. Just like David HaMelech, Shiras and Tishpachus fix, make rectification, so too sports. The Rav himself says, when they asked him, "Kedusha is kuka gam legvura, af legvura gufanit. Kedusha needs gvura, even physical gvura. Shimshon agibor ayag gibor begufo baiter shchina mekash keshet lefanav gizug. Yesher gam enitzot shel kedusha. Im yeshvinu rak nitzot echad shel kedushi katan shel kedusha betoch tocha shel atuma. Harei kshanitzot zeh mitgale, mechale atuma beachrech voveret men haolam mishum kach eneset racha menicha legalot et hanitzot shel kedusha." התעמלות, יש בה ניצוץ של קדושה, אך יש ונובעי לה ידי צירנו היום דברים של תומעה. אבל כן, יש לגלות את ניצוץ הקדושה שבתעמלות. The Rav says that there's value even to a spark of kedusha, even though it's a small spark, even though it's in the middle of tumah. And this the exercise of these kids has a spark of kedusha. You want to be megala that spark, even though it's surrounded by the tumatic things that they do. And then hopefully that'll remove the tumah. One holy spark, like Yaakov with the pechami. He didn't know what was going to be with Esav. How's the pechami? He can bring all that flax in the store. And Hashem says, one spark of yours destroys all the flax. One spark of Kedusha can destroy all the tumah. So we're trying to reveal that Kedusha. This is brought in the Sefer Shifrei HaRaya on page 163. There was a Rav in Tveria, Rav Zrian. I know him because Rav Avadia quotes him in the Chuvas a lot. Svardi Rav. And it's published in Igrot HaRaya, the fourth volume. I recently ordered online the first three volumes. I had it on the computer, of course. Can't live without the Igrot HaRaya. But I decided I needed it in hard copy. It just wasn't. I wasn't able to take it anymore. It's too much for me. To make a long story short, so if you order from Mosad Rav Kook only printed the first three volumes. This is the fourth. I was a little disappointed when I got it. I only got three volumes. They're actually six volumes of letters. I think six. And this is in the fourth volume on pages 89, 88 and 89. Shimshon, this is in a letter to Rav Zrian. Shinishtabech begurat kufo kadosh Hashem. Shimshon is holy. Shimshon had the Shechina in front of him. And he's called Al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ומתוך הצורך הגדול של התקברות הקדושה בעולם בחלית ימים עדי כנסת ישראל ושכח גם גבורה גופנית לתורר בכוח רב. At the end of days, we need a hisoyrus of koach gufni. And even religious people have to do that. Even religious people have to strengthen their bodies. I feel like I'm often a lone voice in the desert. I try to use the means that I have to spread the word about health. Not only to exercise, but to eat healthy. Unfortunately, the religious Jewish diet leaves much to be desired. There are chillens and kukkles and cakes and cookies. You know, you go to any kiddush or any Jewish simcha. It's like you can't see one thing that a person who's careful and only eat healthy can eat. So we're Jews, we're the greatest people in the world, but we also have a lot of health problems. We also have a lot of weight problems, like the rest of the world does. I think 1/3 of all Americans are obese. So halavai, there should be a movement that we should start eating in the yeshivas. They should serve a healthy menu to the boys. They should give them time to exercise. It's very good for you to exercise. It's good for your body. It's good for your soul. It's good for your body. It's good for your soul. We have a holy body. And the holy body strengthens the holy soul. And there were Gedolei Yisrael who, you know, were makbid on exercise. And then there's a letter the Rav wrote to Rav Yosef Mishash, who was an interesting personality in his own right, the Moroccan Rav. ואנוכי מהדבטתי לארץ הקודש, זאת היא מגמתי כפי כוחי, לקרב גם רחוקים לדבר על ליבם שהתקרבו לתורה ולמצוות. I came to Eretz Israel. I want to be makarif people. I know there's no NCSY and there's no Eisha Torah. And Chabad hasn't really started being Chabad yet as we know it. But I want to be NCSY, Eisha Torah and Chabad all together. I want to be makarif everybody. ואפילו אלה הצעירים שרוצים להתפתח בבריאות גופה כדי שיהיה להם כוח לחזק להגן על אדמתנו הקדושה, אדמתנו הקדושה. בית זעם חס ושלום. בית אשר צרים באויבים קמים עלינו. וכי להגיד להם שיכולים לכוון מעשיהם לשם שמיים. I want to tell them you can be לשם שמיים. You're holy. If you do it with the right intentions, it's a holy act. I remember, I used to have a close relationship with the Rav Benny Eisner, Zechet Tzadik Lebracha. He was a Rav in the BMT, all of a shalom. And I was learning in a different yeshiva. He offered me a chavrusa. It's unbelievable. He already was he was busy with 100 BMT boys or whatever. And my brother happened to have been there, but he offered me a chavrusa. So I didn't want to learn Rav Kook. I said, why learn such an achron like Rav Kook? I want to learn someone earlier. Little did I know at the time how much I lost out. I could have learned from him. He was a Talmud of Tzuyuda. When you're learning Rav Kook, you're not learning an achron. You're learning everything. Because Rav Kook encompasses all of Jewish thought. He knew the Ramban and the Rasag and the Kuzari and the Maral and so many different thinkers and Kabbalah, philosophy. And then obviously with his own unique approach and his beautiful language. So we learn Nefesh HaChaim. In any event, I remember of Benny saying that he would argue with Chilonim, Israelis, saying, you're doing a mitzvah, whether you like it or not. You're serving the army, it's a mitzvah. He's trying to get them, to realize they're doing something spiritual as well. And they weren't Makabal, they'd argue, no, we're not. Anyway, whether somebody is really Mekayim a mitzvah when he doesn't believe in God, it's a question in and of itself, which we've spoken about elsewhere. In any event, I'm trying to be Mekayim of them. I want to tell them, do your play your soccer and do your jogging and lift your weights, but do it l'shem shemayim. And I'm doing this for Kiruv. And b'chol d'rechecha de'eyu, you should know God with everything. And of course you have to keep Torah. People said, oh, Rav Kook doesn't think you have to keep Torah. Rav Kook says you can be a Machal Shabbos before Hesia. Ochel Navelus Atrefus, Boel Nidos. But as long as you play soccer, then you're a great holy Jew, just like those tzaddikim. Chas v'chalila. You see in some of Rav Kook's letters, he sounds closer to Turei Karta than he does to Rabbi Levine. Right? He's very, very harif. For him, if there's no religion, I'm saying there's no Torah, no mitzvahs. For him, it was just unthinkable that a person should do even a slight of Eretz Rabbanan. On the other hand, he wanted to be makar of these people. They're far away. What are we going to do? They're part of our nation, and their soul wants to come back, and God wants them to come back. That's what the Nevi'im are all about. What were the Nevi'im doing? They're also doing kibbutz. And then they said about the Rav, which is what they call fake news, a fabrication. That he said about the Hebrew University, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. That's Torah. I don't want to say a certain Haredi newspaper that perpetuates that lie until not so long ago. I had an article that's still, I read it, shouldn't ever look at it, but recently I saw an article there, and he's just the way they were mevazi the Rav. And Chassal, not all Haredim are like that. A lot of times, when I mention a Rav Kook to a Haredi, they never say a bad word, and they realize he was a tzaddik. They don't know much about him. But there's still some people who are fighting that war. They're still living in the 1920s, and they still are perpetuating lies. Maybe they don't know their lies. I don't know. There's a lot of material on this. and the falsities, falsehoods. But the Rav has a speech, you can read it. It's available, it's written. What he said at the Hebrew University when they opened up, it was 1925. He said, Ki mitzion teitzei sori. He wasn't saying that studying the chemistry is Torah. He wasn't saying that studying biblical criticism is Torah. Either Rav, they promised him that they wouldn't teach biblical criticism. It's a story of Futner told. Rav Kook was very upset one day. They said, they misled me. But if you read it, he says, Upachar rachav levavech. On one hand, I'm afraid what's going to be with this university. On the other hand, I have an expansive heart. Because I know you need to build a country, right? You need to know science, technology. Tov Torim Derech Eretz, Shigish Neim Ishkach HaSava. Not everybody in the world can sit and call it their whole lives. It's a world. We all need to drive cars and wear clothing. Somebody has to do it for us. Goyim can't do everything for us. Some people aren't cut out to sit and learn. B'chol Derechecha Deyeyu. And he says, I gave them, this was a letter was published in Akuda. Akuda used to be a settler magazine. It unfortunately doesn't come out anymore. Interesting stuff. This was from Elul, 19, Tavshin Mem Zayin, 1987. He says, I gave examples in the past of things that, of bad groups that came from Klal Yisrael that left the living waters. They have to be Shomer Kedushas Yisrael. What Rav Kook wanted was a from version of Yeshiva University. Not that Yeshiva University is not from. But Yeshiva University is very from. At least the Rabbeim are and many of the students are. But we all know that there are other factions there that are not only focused on fulfilling the will of Hashem in the Torah. But he wanted it to be a Hebrew university that was Mamish, all Hebrew, all holy. All the Shem Shemayim. They're learning secular studies of the Shem Shemayim. Like in Rav Reines' yeshiva and Torah Vadas, back in Lida, which is the forerunner of our Torah Vadas in Brooklyn. Torah Vadas is started by Mizrahi people. That's the irony of history. So, they're learning Al Taras HaKodesh. They're learning secular studies, but they're doing it to serve Hashem. B'chol Derechecha Deyeyu with Kedushas Yisrael. Not that the Rav said that secular subjects are mitzion teitzei sora. That's for shalom. And the sukkel of a Rebbe, the Ger Rebbe, and his shvugar, his brother-in-law, Rav Chanoch Tzvi Ben Din, visited Eretz Yisrael, this is told in Shifchei Ra'aya, Pitch Kuf Pei Vav. And they argued with the Rav about this exercise idea. And the Rav showed them a makor in the Maran of Uchim. In the third volume, 25th chapter, and the Ger Rebbe says, by us, we don't learn Mor Nevuchim either. So they bring a raya from Mor Nevuchim, we don't learn Mor Nevuchim. But the Mor Nevuchim says, Ki yesham dvorim rabim, hem mechorechim al tratim gadol am etzelachem, vetzelachem ilam tzorach klak, yisam tzaguf uchol shenem yuneem, shem mechorechim asmodes habrius. Kefi sheroi, etzel mi sheodeh malach tzarfu, if you know medicine, you know how critical it is to exercise. You go to Mesachik Bikadur, playing Paul, the Rambam. Ve'yavkus, wrestling. Vimulay Adayim, and toiling with your hands about Tziras Hanashima, and breathing properly, stopping your breathing, knowing how to breathe, the big thing today, the breathing. Ve'etzal Anashim Schol and Maisis Schoik, ve'etzal Chacham and Menem Schoik. So the fools say it's a joke. The Chacham say it's not a joke. It's not a game. It's very serious. It's a serious, serious game. The halavai that all of our ball games should be for that reason. The Shem Shemayim. When I was growing up as a modern Orthodox kid in New York City, I didn't really hear that so much. That this is the Shem Shemayim. I heard to keep your hands up on defense and to hustle and to play and to win. We're gonna kill them. So I don't want to kill anybody today. Maybe a Malik, but the Rambam and Rav Kook are talking about something different. They're talking about. You're exercising to keep your body healthy. How else are you going to function? There's so many sicknesses going around. And a lot of it has to do, almost definitely, we don't know, 1,000,000,000%, but with all the terrible diets people eat and the not getting enough exercise. And the healthier you are, the more stamina you have. Rav Chalap writes a long article called Tovim Oiris. which is published in the Manaya Yeshua, where he also defends the Rav. Quotes Chazal, Ein Shechina Shor Al Chacham Gibor V'Ashir Bal Koyma. The Shechina Shor Al Gibor. Gibor is like Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is very strong. He writes, Gam Tanai Gvurei Evshel Shei Chaser G'day Lachshir Et Kufenu Anikla V'Achalash V'Achalush Sheyashuv Leitanuto Leitanuto V'Heyot Gibora V'Ranan V'Dei Amitz לקבל את רוח הקודש ולא לתבטל את הרץ ולשחררו מקהלת תוכה שנתקמה בגלות ונתן שכם לשם לב רגז. וכן השם להבין משהו בחוץ, את המגמה שבחפץ הפנימי של התעמולה, להעמיד בנים אמיצים לאומה, כדברי הראיה שם בתחילת דבריו, שמכיוון שבה גם צד התמכרות לקייסר, היא מסמנת לנו את עוז הגבורה, גבורת הקודש הבשר ורוח. So you should look there by Richos. He says, you can. We have to enrich our, this Tanai of the Shechina Shaira includes Gvura, Gufanit, physical Gvura. And we have to strengthen our weak bodies to be makabel the Ruach HaKodesh and to release us from the curse of the Tochacha, of God giving you an angry heart. So many heart problems. It's in all this obesity. I'm not blaming obese people. I'm not saying they're bad people. Sometimes it's a real illness and it's metabolism problems. Chas v'shalom is I'm a very, very skinny guy. Never had weight problems. Maybe underweight, but never overweight. So that's not chas v'shalom my place. People who are fighting the battle of the bulge. But it definitely affects one's learning and one's davening and one's mood and one's avodas Hashem and one's midas. The healthier one feels, the better person you are, the nicer a person you are. The more koach you have to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the pnimius of this exercise. And this is good if it's coming for Klal Yisrael. You're not just doing it to win the championship. We are the champions, my friends. Da-na-na-na. We are fighting to the end. Da-na-na. We are the champion. And then they kiss the trophy like it's some of a desire. Come on. That's not what it's all about. It's all about a smakwis l'kal Yisrael, Kaloshan Magan Rav Chalav. Those who want, you go to Rechavia, Shari Chesed, where the Diskin buildings are. That's a landmark to find, those really, really tall Diskin buildings. Rechavia, and across the street. And then across another street. A block or two over, they have at the corner of Rav Chalav's house, and now it's a shul, it's a Beis Medrash. You could sit in the house of the Holy Maran Rav Chalap, this great Mekubal and Tzaddik, and the Talmud Muvuk of Rav Kook, and sit and learn. They have all of his farm there on the shelf. They have a great library of Chalap. Holy, holy man. So you can see there in the Sefer Manei Yeshua more what he wrote. Rav Tzvi Kaplan Zatzal was a son of Rav Ram Eliel Kaplan, who was a famous Gaon. Was Nifter at the age of 34, Slobodka Talmud. Unfortunately, he died so young. And Rav Tzvi Kaplan was, you know, he was born when his father was quite young, and he lived until not so long ago. Talmud Chacham here in Yerushalayim. So this Rav Tzvi Kaplan, the son of Rav Ram Eliel Kaplan, Rav Rechavert B'Shipulei Glimato. So he discusses this on pages 17 to 23, and he says that Rav Kook was worried about the Tvonata Pachtanut of the people of his generation. People were afraid. He has a Maimar on Pachat at the end of Sefer Eder Ayoko. Like the Rav writes elsewhere in Orot on page 73. People were afraid. People have this tunaf pachdanut. What did Rabbeinu say? Kol olam kulo geshet tzar mor v'kar lo lefachikla. So when you're empowered, you're not going to be afraid anymore. Yoter midai. Nizdahu b'tkufa achrona b'todatam shel b'nei adam datyut im chusha. People think religiosity means you're weak, you're skinny, you're pale, like the famous poem of Bialik, Hamatmid. Or as Bialik probably said it at the time, Amasmit. And there he portrays the yeshiva bachur as being this pale, frail, meek individual sitting in front of this standard? Why does it have to be that way? Why can't a person be strong? Not be afraid of our enemies. Again, we're dealing with enemies. We have to instill some fear in our enemies too. And then there's the writings of Chaim Hirschinson, who was a fascinating individual. Wow. He was originally from Eretz Yisrael, but he ended up somehow in Hoboken, New Jersey. So the very modern people, the academics, they love him because he has some really different viewpoints than the average rabbinic authority. Among others, accepting evolution. He has a whole essay on biblical criticism. Very fascinating. Books have been, academic books, articles are written about him. At least one book that I saw. Probably books, but certainly many articles. Chaim Hirschinson, fascinating. Any event, but he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he has a correspondence with Magen Hav Kook, seen in Gota Raya in the fourth volume in page Kuf Samach Daled and elsewhere. So Rav Hirschinson was a very prolific author. So he writes in the Sefer Chidushei Harav Harach, Chelik Chirufei Mechtavim on page 23, and Simon 23, Simon Chav Gimel. גם תרומתו של ידידנו מרי דר ישראל הגאון מורנו הרב אברהם יצחק כהן קוק שליטה ומה שמצאו מחפשי מומים בספרו היקר אורות כי התאמנות היא בחינת אמירת תהילים ומלאקתי אורות חשו חץ ושכיחץ וחליל המוות בסיר אם שאינני זוכר את לשון המאמר ממש ואנוכי אומר אשרינו שגדול הדור כמותו עומד במשרה לרב הראשי לארצנו הקדושה שיש לו אומץ לומר דברים כאלה ולו כתב כי התאמנות היא בחינת לימוד תהילים אז יהיה מקום לבעל דין לחוק מפני שתאמנות תורה כנגד כולם ותעמדות היא לא רק, היא רק חיי דבריאתה, אבל אמירת תהילים אשר שאלה גדולה היא על האומרים, תהילים לסגוליים אינם בכלל מתרפא בדברי תורה, וכל היתר רק ממני שאינם נוהגים ברקיקה, אין כלל שאלה של לחזק בחורי ישראל שיהיו יכולים לעמוד על אנשם נגד רודפיהם, והשם יהיה בעזרם שהיא מצווה יותר גדולה מן האמירה בעלמה. אפילו אמירת תהילים, if you would compare it to Talmud Torah, we'd have a problem. Talmud Torah כנגד כולם, but who's saying Talmud is Talmud Torah? And it's even a problem saying Talmud Torah for a skula. Now it'll be Misrapi B'divrei Torah, that's already, there's a beautiful tshuva about this in Horus Nelson, that's in Gishtetne. And to say that the Tehillim isn't Talmud Torah, one could argue, of course, Tehillim is Talmud Torah, it's Tanakh. But Akoponim, he says, well, why not? They're strengthening their, it's as good as saying Tehillim. They're strengthening their bodies to fight against their enemies. So Baruch Hashem, we have such a person to be Rav Rashi. This is great. We need such people. It's not greater than learning. Learning is greater. And the Rav there writes about the Kavanas El Yonos. Not just saying Tehillim, Stam Tehillim Zagi. Talks about Kavanas El Yonos, but that's even the Rav Hirschinson saying. Hirschinson is comparing it to Stam saying Tehillim. He was, Maran HaRav was comparing it to the Kavanas El Yonos. Said, okay, so they didn't have it in front of him. But the Rav Hirschinson is making a good point. They're strengthening themselves to defend us against their enemies. It's a wonderful thing. And also back then, sports wasn't an Avodah Zarah like it is today. Today, sports is Pashat Avodah Zarah. But back then, it was just something they did on the side, have a good time. Like in Eretz Yisrael, I mentioned the Haredi world, it's not acceptable to play ball once you're 13, give or take. But little kids, little 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 11-year-olds, whatever it is, they play on the street, they play soccer, they have these makeshift games. They don't take it seriously like it's a real important component of their lives. They're kids. Kids need to play ball. Moshe Feinstein was once asked to test a certain class in Manhattan. So he asked them questions and he said to the bachurim, the boys, he said, what do you do in your free time? So one of the kids said, "Mishpilt ball. We play ball." So Misha smiled, he liked that. He goes, "Spiel ball, spiel, we should play ball. But nicht wie der Goyim. Don't play like the Goyim with the screaming, with the shouting, with the cursing. Play like." With Adinut HaNefesh, it says in the Rabbeinu Yonah that whatever a Jew does, he should show that there's a God. You know that even when you're playing ball, you see on the person that he's a Yari Shemayim, the way he conducts himself on the court. Playing ball is beautiful. Halavai, halavai in Eretz Yisrael. They should listen to me and they should let the boys play ball. Older boys also, it's healthy. That's out a lot of negative energy. It's good for the body. It's just exercise benefits. Lekulei alma. It's so good for you to exercise. But unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not... needs a tikkun. And of course, the Rav wasn't talking about Chil Shabbos. Rav was against Chil Shabbos. He's talking about just them strengthening their bodies. Now, this is all if you assume that Hitam Lut is talking about sports. But Dr. Yoshua Be'erin, a Sefer Oy Yisrael B'Kedusha, tries to prove that when he says Hitam Lut, it's a code word. And he's talking about people, they're doing exercises to protect themselves against their enemies. And this is Hitam Lut, is a Shem Seser for the Haganah. So this is really a code word. So the Rav himself didn't say that. Why did the Rav say this is just a code? I wasn't talking about sports. I was talking about the soldiers before we had Tzahal, but the soldiers doing exercises to strengthen their bodies to protect themselves from the Arabs. So they were living under the British mandate, says Rav Tzuriel, they're living under the British mandate, and the Rav didn't want to get in trouble with the authorities. So he didn't explain. But that's what he meant, that's the tikkun. And I'm doing exercises in order to protect Jewish lives? It's called a matzil nefesh achas, it says in the Mishnah. Because it's compared to the Marishon. The Marishon wasn't Jewish. Certainly, nefesh achas mi Yisrael is like saving the whole world. It's not holy to save a Jewish life, or lots of Jewish lives. And the whole Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, of course it's holy. That's what the Dr. Be'eri wanted to say. So here we have the controversial passage of the Rav about the exercise of the young Jewish men, and a lot that has been said to defend the Rav, and those mechapsei mumen, like Rav Hirshenson called them, those people who sought out to find fault with the Rav, wanted to show what a terrible person he is. They couldn't stand him. Him and all of his Avos Yisrael. Some people are filled with sinner. They can't take people of Avos Yisrael. And Avos Hashem means, like the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Gimel, that if you love God, if you're a Metz fan, so you want to get other people to be Metz fans. You want to get other people in the bandwagon. If you're into politics and you're a Trump guy or you're a Pence guy or you're a Biden guy or whatever guy you are, you want other people to be on your team. In your group, you're Democrats, you want people to be Democrats, you're Republicans, you want people to be Republicans. So if you love God, you want other people to be on Hashem's side. Because the purpose of the world is legal, is called Hashem Ba'olam. And that was what the Rav was doing, like he writes in one beautiful letter. The Radbaz, who attacks him also, the great Wilikowski, on the Gedolei Ador, writes him a long, long, beautiful letter. And he said, I just want to tell you, I'm 100% L'shem Shemayim. 100% Bilti L'shem Levad. It's my only, that's what he said about himself. To lie he would. He had no other motivation. His life would have been much easier had he not said a lot of what he said. But he felt, this is what Hashem wants, so this is what he has to say. Another beautiful letter at the beginning of the Chelek Aleph of the Yigalot. He writes, before I bought a hard copy, I was reading this one Shabbos. I was sitting in the Knesset HaNasi, Rabbi Weinshul, and what have you. So I was sitting there one Shabbos afternoon, I have a beautiful set of Igrot HaRa'ya. I read this letter there. Just remembering reading the letter. He writes to a big Chabad rabbi who was upset at something that the Rav had written. And he said, I just want to tell you that as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really, I don't really get, doesn't, I don't take it to heart so much when people criticize me. Just like I don't take it to heart so much when people compliment me. Because I learned Chochmah Pnimis, and that helped me overcome my need for validation from others. But I see that it bothers you. V'kol yeshiv chavtzi, my entire desire and purpose in life is to do good for people. And therefore, I see this bothers you, so I'll explain myself, so you shouldn't be so upset at me. Because I see that you're in a mini crisis. You're in distress. You're in emotional distress, spiritual distress. So I want to make you feel better, but it's not for me. Because my whole desire is to do good for others. The Rav said, even though there are a lot of great mosim of the Rav, but he, to me, this is the greatest mifis of all. Besides, Rav Tzuriel said that he saw Kisvei Yad approximately, I think, 200,000 pages. And she said he only could have written this Bashbas HaKomis. I'm saying, how did the Rav have time to write so much in his life? Must have been something Kabbalistic. That's a pretty good mifis also. But for me, this is the greatest mifis. The greatest mifis is, he said, I never refused to do a favor for a Jew. And he was asked to do thousands. And it wasn't always pleasant, believe me. You go through his letters, you see all the things he was doing for different people and communities, for Am Yisrael. His whole desire is to do good. No, so Tzinu Kavod LaTorah, Kodesh Kedoshim, Or Yisrael V'Kedosha, Ol HaOrot, Maran HaRav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk. Looking at a picture of him. It's a beautiful, beautiful tzura. And we should be zochem Ritz Hashem to continue studying at Kitvei HaRav. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.